The bloodbath continues in Nigeria. It's Human Trafficking Awareness Day, and 46 women are climbing a mountain, but for an eternal purpose. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Nigeria's Boko Haram killed two more Christians Monday night, bringing their killing spree to 54 over the last 8 days. Open Door's Carl Muller says the Boko Haram wants Sharia law over Nigeria.
One of the other goals of Boko Haram that it's been stated as well is much more threatening, and that's to destabilize the entire country. And the recent attacks are pointing in the direction of making this much more threatening to the entire government.
Chaos would undermine the government and divide the country once more. Christians feel more vulnerable with each attack.
It does create an atmosphere of pain, suffering, and fear within existing churches that are exposed to the violence. One of the works that Open Doors does is coming alongside Christians who've been traumatized in these situations and help them biblically.
There's been another effect. The gospel's being heard in new places.
When Christians are willing to be killed simply for following Jesus, that tends to inspire curiosity among those who are looking into it.
Meanwhile, January 11th marks the second anniversary of the massive 7.0 earthquake that killed 316,000 people in and around Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Mission Aviation Fellowship was right in the middle of the carnage. 2 years later, Haiti's program manager, David Carwell, says your support helped MAF do so much.
In building and repairing some homes, helped rebuild some schools and rebuild a church. Since the earthquake, every one of our families has been involved in their own community, in their own church, reaching out to those that they know and can help.
Carwell says the earthquake helped the church grow unlike any other time in Haiti's history.
Every church I know about has grown. It's more than just attendance. The quality of the churches, I see the discipleship process is advancing. And of course, one of the long-term needs that we've recognized is leadership training. And we're seeing that take place and can help.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Today is Human Trafficking Awareness Day. It's a chance to remember and learn about a trade that's coerced 27 million people into slavery. Human trafficking ranges from girls kidnapped into the sex trade to children forced into slave labor. Kathy Redman with Compassion International says Compassion tries to prevent it all.
There are a lot of groups that do rescue, and we're so thankful for them, but there are very few who actually are involved in the prevention part of it, and that's where Compassion fits in.
Compassion works in impoverished areas. Poverty is often the driving force behind trafficking.
It's a very easy way to make money for survival, and we deal with mothers who have been prostitutes themselves who turn their kids over to that when they're 10 years old.
By pulling kids off the streets, giving them an education, and sharing the gospel, Compassion helps prevent trafficking. You can help by sponsoring a child. And a group of 46 women is climbing mountains to combat human trafficking, literally. Through Operation Mobilization, these women are starting a journey up Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania today. Lisa McMillan, one of the mountaineers, explains their reasoning.
Sometimes when you have a crisis that serious, you need a shot from the rooftops. You need to do something extreme in order to put attention on such a serious issue. And so that's where Kilimanjaro comes in. Kilimanjaro becomes that extreme measure of doing something kind of radical, kind of off the wall, to say we want to put light on a dark issue. We want to shout from the rooftops about an injustice that needs to end.
And Kilimanjaro is the perfect place to do it.
A lot of people don't realize, but Kilimanjaro is known as the roof of Africa.
The women have raised $10,000 each to help fund OM anti-trafficking projects and spread God's truth instead. Get involved at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for great missions resources. How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts? Up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.